Stephanie Murphy breaks promise, votes for reconciliation package. By Wendell Hasebo on November 19, 2021. Representative Stephanie Murphy, DFL, on Friday broke her promise and voted for the reconciliation package that adds $750 billion to the deficit over 5 years. Murphy had previously stated she would not vote for the measure if it added to the deficit, but Murphy broke her promise and voted for the package, along with every House Democrat but one. "There is a lot of good in this bill," Murphy said in excuse for her vote. "And as a pragmatic Democrat who wants to deliver for my constituents, I am never one to let the perfect become the enemy of the good." On November 5, Murphy was singing a different tune. Murphy, along with three other Democrat House members, opposed the bill in its current form because the bill is insolvent and inconsistent with the White House preliminary budgetary estimate of the Build Back Better Act. After the vote, Murphy took heat for her hypocrisy. Opposition candidate to Murphy, Florida State Representative Anthony Sabatini, R., exclusively told Breitbart News that Murphy's vote is a sad reminder that Murphy is putting her party in front of the American worker. "Murphy's vote for amnesty, among other radical items in the package, is absolutely sick," he added. The American Action Network, AAN, slammed Murphy's hypocrisy. "Stephanie Murphy broke her word to her constituents, plain and simple," said ONS Press Secretary Callie Perkins. "Congresswoman Murphy knew this bill was far from fully paid for. Knew it would make skyrocketing prices worse while raising taxes on middle-class families, and she voted for it anyway. Murphy continues to say one thing in Florida and do another in Washington, and her constituents won't soon forget it," the statement concluded. The bill will now proceed to the Senate. The Senate will take up the measure upon the Senate parliamentarian completing the technical work on the package, a Fox News reporter tweeted. "As soon as the necessary technical and procedural work with the Senate parliamentarian has been completed, the Senate will take up this legislation," Senator Chuck Schumer, DNY, said. "We will act as quickly as possible to get this bill to President Biden's desk." Biden's reconciliation package is the most radical legislation since the 1960s. It includes items such as subsidized prescription drugs, enhanced Medicare coverage, 2 free years of community college, amnesty, free housing, and free childcare. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo.